Baruch Shah, the Shia this week is being sponsored with Elisha Shabishai David and Pinchas Shine O Shalom Chav Dalet Ear, sponsored by the Mishpacha of Swalestein.
Daf Nalef and everything, the Gemara quotes two psukim to teach us the din of one person in principle, but the limudim of that, of Alpay Mamo. The Gemara says, from where do we know Alpay Mamo? Heich and Ksivi, Han Alpay Mamo, Heich and Ksivi, the Tan Shvu Ishtachtov, Ela Abba Amois, Al Yeti Shvim Koimoi, Ela Alpay Mamo. This is by the Maestro, by the Mon, you know very well, over there, Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai Yisrael that they shouldn't leave town, the premise where they are, in order to take the man out there. Shvu ishtachtov idil arba amoyz, aliti shvim koim in alpay mamo. Where do we know the din of alpay mamo? The woman has a whole limud. Basically making it very shava from somewhere completely different, from the din of Goyel Adam. Because by Goyel Adam, we find also halacha that he is not permitted to leave town, and we are learning here limudim al-limudim, that this basically contains 2,000 tamu. Pai mamu, what's my name? So what we have here is there's a limud of shvu ishtachtov ilo arba amu, it's a leitish mim koimer al pai mamu, which we learned by this story of Mon. And how do we know that mim koimoi has al pai mamu included on the top of the town? How do we know that? We know from limudim from Goyel Adam. This is the Gemara here in Dafn Alif. Very good. Now, ki yudua, as I mentioned, machloik is harashoinim, it's true in the Raisa, it's true in the Rabbon. And the reasoning to say it's true in the Rabbon, because we find it numerous times in the sugyas, especially in Mishui Tzehu, where it says it's true in the Rabbon. And in one place, Tracy says, that's because of true in the Rabbon, so therefore, this is the reason why we do say that aloha ki divra hameikl be'eruvim, which is a steer in two Tracy's. Because in one place, Tracy says, even if you hold the Trumin Adoraisa, nevertheless, we do say that you go Lekula by Trumin. So we have to understand it. If you say it's a Drabonon, we understand why we go Lekula. If it says Doraisa, the Chorin wouldn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, you should go Lekula. That's the question. But we have a Machlok Zerishonim about it. If Trumin is Doraisa, Trumin Drabonon. Where is the major place in the Sugyas where the Rishonim discuss it? In the Fidanim, basically, you do it in the end of the first parak, because over there, Omar Pchir, Rav Shir says over there, that Loikin, al Eruv Yitchumim Dvar Torah. It says before Rav Shir that there's Malkis Dvar Torah on Tchumim. It says before Shir in the Gemara. And here there is a Shak Vital in the Gemara about it. How could it be that there should be Malkis of Tzlav Shani Tnosim of the Bezden, Ahin and Tzrik? So the Gemara gives a Torah Tzrik. But here it says, what do you say? But here it says in Furish, here it says in Furish that we have Tchumin Doraisa, and you get the Malkis on that. And in fact, this is how the Rambam in Shin Chufale from Mitzvah Loises, the Pasuk in Furish, if you look at it, quotes is more almost verbatim. Shin Chufale. Mamitzich Hashin Chufale fi shizironu shuloy lehale chutzit tchum amdine b'shabbos. You're not permitted to go out of the place where you are. Medina is the place where people live. This is the pasuk of Al Yetzi Ishvim Koimoi that is mentioned by us in the Sugi later on. In Daf Nun Alef, that's the pasuk over there. Al Yetzi Ishvim Koimoi Beim Ashvi. Ubo HaKabole Shegvul HaLiche Shiyasuru Ma Shenoisaf Al Alpayim Amo Chutz Min Amdino Afilu Amo Achaz. So it said, the Kabbalah we do know, Ubo HaKabolah. So what's the Kabbalah exactly that we're talking about here? So we could say maybe this is the sugi in Daf Nun Aleph, maybe probably. We learn limudim, which the Rambam calls maybe Kabbalah. So where we have here the measurement of our Pai Mamu. Good. We loshen chilte al yeitze ish b'mkoyim el al Pai Mamu mefur shem chilte like this. B'gmor eir vin amru loikin al isur etchumim dvato. Okay. Now the Rambam says that it seems to be that the Rambam had charote from all of this. Meaning that to say that Alpayim is Dvatoro, Yich Tcharoto. Why? Because it says in Mefurish in Rambam in Perek of Zayin, Milch HaShabbos, Hayo Yitzchutz Yitzchum Amdine B'Shabbos, Loi Kishenem Aral Yit Yishvim Koyim Bebim Mashvi, Mokim zehu tchumayir. Fine, mokim, what we're talking about is tchumayir. So how much is that? Loinut na toiro, loinus na toiro shir tchum. The Torah didn't specify exactly the area. Aval chachomim yitiku shetchum zehu chutz l'shnei mesamil. Chachomim vekoveya that this is, the distance is 12 mil, keneged machane Yisrael. וכך אומר למויש רבנו, לא יצא חוץ למחנה, ויש בזה מעשה בדמון. ומדי וסופרים שלא יצא עוד מחוץ לעיר, אלי עד 2,000 אמו. אבל חוץ 2,000 אמו עושה, של 2,000 הוא מגרש, הוא עיר. Very interesting what Rambam says here. Because, you see, firstly, certainly the Rambam, in his Agoros here on the Rambam, is right. I mean, the Rambam here, in Hirshavet, all of a sudden comes up with, with a completely different measurement. He says they have something which is called 12 mil. We didn't have this over there in Sefer HaMitzvot. So, good, the Rambam was chayzer on that. That's acceptable. But then, something very interesting here, because in Rambam says here, the Loshon is interesting. V'lo enos notoir shir l'tchum zeh, av'l chachomim yitiko shitchum zeh l'chutz l'shnei mesor. Mil keneged mach nisroel. On that you get malchus. You get malchus on something that chachomim yitiko. Chachomim yitiko, which is the Rabbanon seems to be. But then you get malchus. And then, v'divre sofrim shelo yetzod l'mchutz l'ir, el ad alpayim mamo. So the divrei sofrim on the pine mammo, and there's a tikkun chachomim shetchum zeh chutz l'shnei mesamil. Something is very funny here, as we would say in English, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. So we have to understand what the Rambam says. Now, the one, as we know very well, the Rambam has a Gemara. When I mean says Gemara, he always refers to somebody else before him, which is the Rif. And the Rif over there, Daf Yudayin over there, has a longer Rif is about this issue. If a Eruvin, a Yerutrumin is a Raisa, the Rabbon, and he remains, Lemaise, the Ruvitrum is a Raisa. That's what he says. Where? On Yud Beis Mil. On Yud Beis Mil Taki. That's what he says here. Hola Rich, the very end of the first Perek. Now, we do know that, generally speaking, the Sugyas, when we say Trumin do Raisa, it's mentioned under the name of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says numerous times, Leise, we don't pass the Rabbi Akiva. So it seems to be, and it's also the Rif here, agrees to that, that when we talk about the Shir of Alpay Mamo, which is the unique Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that the Alpay Mamo, the Eschumim, to that he agrees to. But what he does not agree to is the concept of Yud Beis Mil. So, in fact, he would interpret the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, when the Gemara says that you get Malkus on Trumin, not on the Alpay Mamo, because we don't pass the letter of Rabbi Akiva, who said that Alpay Mamo there is Trumin, but we would say that this is about a different Shia, the Shia of Yud Beis Mil. On that would you get Malkus. The Gemara talking that Yud Zayin Beis does not mention altogether a Shia. The Gemara doesn't say a Shia. So then the Shia, which is not mentioned b'mfurish in the Gemara, according to the Rif, is Yud Beis Mil, and we do not pass the letter of Rabbi Akiva, who said that Trumin Dvar Torah is only what we do pass is Yud Beis Mil. Okay, so then are the two questions. First of all, where did the Rif find such a thing of Yud Beis Mil? So the Rif tells you where he found it. He found it in the Yerushalmi, because in Yerushalmi there are different opinions about it. In the third parak, the Yerushalmi has different opinions. One of the opinions, which is the last opinion over there, says Mefurish. It says that Mefurish that the Shir Tchumim is Yud Beis Mil. And it seems to be from the figure that it's not a Raisa. And as we know very well, the Rif and the Rambam, both of them, very often relied on the Yerushalmi, at least when we do not have a Gemara Fakert. When we don't have a Furush and Bavli Fakert. If you're able to reconcile between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so then we like to do that. So then the Rif and the Rambam have here this shita that they reconcile between those two. And therefore, although we have a Furush and the Gemara numerous times in Eruvin and other places, that later the Rabbi Akiva said, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva b'tchum in Rav Apayim, being in the Yerushalmi says Mefurish, that we do pass in a Shia of Yud Beis Mil, which is Minat Torah, so therefore the Rif accepts that, and now we understand. We understand that we have two Shiurim. One Shia is the Shia of Yud Beis Mil, which is Minat Torah, and then we have a Shia of Apayim, of Apayim Amo, which is the Rabbonim. Now, the Rif asks a question. And really, he repeats his question twice, and as we're going to see in a moment, the Ramban doesn't understand this question. And we have to understand that this shaklitari between the Rif and the Ramban is the key to understand the sugya. What's the kasha of the Rif? The kasha of the Rif is, he doesn't understand, he said that according to If you think Trumin Doraisa in principle, says the Rif, that's how we have to interpret his words. If you learn Trumin Doraisa, then Erev shouldn't work. Erev shouldn't work. So therefore he said that if Erev doesn't work, so he doesn't understand that how does altogether, how could it be that we are making Erev? How do we make Erev? If Erev not Doraisa, how could it be? So at least in Yud Beis Mil we have this question. In Yud Beis Mil we have this question, how could it be an Erev? Meaning the person left and cross, but he could make an Eruv. So how could he make an Eruv? It's impossible to make an Eruv. It's a Trumin Doraisa. Only if you Trumin Darabon, then you could make an Eruv. If you Trumin Doraisa, you can make an Eruv. This is Mamish the Loshon of the Rif, you see. Vadayin. If I just want to quote here the Loshon of what he quotes here, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lo yikele midoraisa diksiv mikiru ir v'chutzo elef amo. Okay, so you know, this is a Mishnah in Soitek, you're blind up from Zainam and Beis. We were there, Rabbi Akiva learns the Kshir from Apayim Amo, not like Be'azim the Gemara in Dachman Aleph, where we learn it from the Gzera Shova, from Goel Adam, we learn it from a different place. We learn it from Ma'adoisim, that took Sukim Ma'adoisim with the Ori Alvim, and Ma'adoisim is now related to the Trum Alpai Mamo of Shabbos, and that's how he learns. When he quotes his Gemara, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva on that. But what do we paskin? We paskin Alitish Mimkoimo. Vehainu, what's the Mimkoimo? Because Bnei Israel were in the Midbar. Vehainu, Yud Beis Mil Keneged Machne Israel. Okay. Abel Me'alpai Mamo Lemato Muta Ledivra Akol, even less than me from it. Okay. Vadain Akushi Mimkoimo Medes. Sheinuno Eruv et Chumin Eila Atsof Alpai Mamo Bilvad. Vimeniach Eruv et Chutz Alpai Mamo. Eino Eruv Eruv. What will it say? Chutz me'alpayim amo, afilu amo achas. V'mitzu zeh midrabononu, lo yirke alein dvar Torah, elein divrei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, if we say that the sugi in daf yudayin with Beis, when we say, talk about Malkes, and we talk about Chumim, and we interpret the sugi in daf yudayin with Beis about Chumim of Yud Beis Mil, which is a doraisa, and it seems to be that we discuss here an issue of Chumim, which Eruvit Chumim would affect, Eruvit Chumim would be helpful, so then that's the question. How could it be that we talk in Ruvit Chumim Doraisa that Eruv should work? That's the question of the Rif. The Rabban says he doesn't understand. What's your question? Why do you have a problem? Why could there be a Ruvit Chumim by Yud Beis Mil? What could be a Ruvit Chumim Yud Beis Mil? According to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds a pine is Minat Torah. So there are no Ruvit Chumim. There are no Ruvit Chumim. Now the truth of the matter is, we don't find that Rabbi Akiva Ben Furish tells you that there are Ruvit Chumim. But it's not conceivable that he should argue the counter of Ruvit Chumim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if they have Chumim of Alpaim and you could make a Ruvit Chumim, then certainly the same should also be true according to us, that we hold that Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rif, that you hold that Yud Beis Mil is a Doraisa, why can't you make a Ruvit Chumim? Certainly you could make a Ruvit Chumim. This is the Kash of the Rambam. So we understand, it's self-evident.
And Chum would help for another Yud Beis Mil?
It would help, yeah.
No, but not too far.
I don't know. Sorry, yeah. So that's a, could be. That's not my question. Could be. Although you don't know. But the point of it is, the point that we bring out here is that we have here a fundamental question. And the question here is as follows. It's clear from the Rif that the Rif differentiates between Alpaim and between Yud Beis Mil. In other words, that even if you say that according to Rabbi Akiva by Alpaim, you could make a Ruvit Chumim, it's not yet a riot that according to us, by Yud Beis Mil, you could make a Ruvit Chumim. And I understand what's the difference between those two? Why would you say that by Alpaim, even if it's a riot, you could make and a Ruvit Chumim? The rest, if you're talking about Yud Beis Mil, you cannot make an Eruv. That's what I have to understand. But Rambam Taki argues it, he says, he doesn't understand. Okay. Now, as you know, this was a very famous riot. There's a very famous riot to the Shit of the Rif, the Rambam holds that Yud Beis Mil is a Doraisa, from the Gemara Daf Nun Hei. We learned it also in this week. The Gemara said, the Gemara says, as you know very well, if you start to measure, you start to measure the Trumin, so then the Trumin you have to measure from the end of town. What happens if you don't have a town, if you don't have just houses? So then you start to measure it from the house. So Yosh v'Tzrifin, Tzrifin are like temporary houses, and those houses from there, you do not measure it, even there are many of those houses together. It's only a collection of houses, but you cannot really relate it like real town. So therefore, Yosh v'Tzrifin, they, being that it's only a kind of temporary dwelling, therefore, you start to count, to measure mamish from where they are. Not from the town, not from the collection of houses, you don't have ribua, whatever. Yosh v'trifel, from where they are. Okay. Now, come to Gemara in Daf Nunei, and that's a question. In fact, the Gemara uses this mitzvah of Yosh v'trifel as a kasha. The Gemara says as follows. We know Klal Yisrael v'yachnu al hayard mebeis ha'yishimot. So Yidin ve'al yarden be'beis ha'yishimot said Rabbi Bachon, you know, I saw how asked have a tlose parse and tlose parse, which is Yud Beis Mil. V'tanye v'lont in b'raise k'she nifn en nifn do lifnei v'lo nitzedem v'lo lachayim. Meaning that Bnei Yisrael, if they needed to walk out for Tzrochim, so they had to go back. With that, meaning a Yid who was mamish on one corner had to walk 12 mil in order to be nifne on the other egg, on the other side. Okay, so here you see before y'all, after all the Yud Beis Mil of Bnei Yisrael, the whole machane, you cannot consider that like a town. They were moving all the time, so mele they are similar to Yosh V'Tzrifin. Now, if they are similar to Yosh V'Tzrifin, we have to say the Yid who lived Yud Beis Mil from the end of the Machne Yisrael, so then basically he was walking Yud Beis Mil. He was walking Yud Beis Mil. So he was walking Yud Beis Mil, therefore the Gemara is a kasha. So how could he be Nifne? Ela Akocho, you have to say that all the Tzrifin together do establish a town, and being established a town, so therefore there's no problem of Tchumim. But otherwise, how would Yid, who was in the Midbar, how was he able to go from one egg to the other egg? He couldn't go that. He could from one corner, he couldn't do that. Fine. That's what Gemara is asking. So, fine. But for me, Lechere, it's Raposh the Rai. What's the Rai? The Rai is, that's what he said. Many Achoyne bring the Rai, bring the Rai. What's the Rai? The Rai here is, you see here, there's a Shir from Yud Beis Mil. Now, if there's a Shir from Yud Beis Mil, so then, basically, from there they could not go. If you're telling me that here from the Shufa Yud Beis Mil, you see here until here they were able to go. Further from there they could not go. It arrived from them their claw that Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, right? Because if you're telling me that this is not the case, everything is only to me the Rabbanon, so that's a different problem. So then they made an error wherever they were, and they were able to go. But it's a different problem. We're talking here about before Matan Torah. And not before that. We're talking about before the Gzeir of Tchumin. No, it's before the Gzeir of Tchumin, they certainly could go wherever they want. And there shouldn't be no problem altogether. Elemai, you see, it's Tchumin Doraisa. And the Tchumin Doraisa is here, Yud Beis Mil. And therefore, they won't be able to nifne. Now, you see, Be'emes, according to the Ramban, they could make really an Eruv at the end of the Yud Beis Mil. And therefore, go from there. So then, the Gemara is really difficult to understand. Why? Because why didn't they, even if you're saying they made Yud Beis Mil, okay. But should they make, they should have made an Eruv at the end of Yud Beis Mil, and then they would be able to be Nifne Lachareim. This could be the question. Okay. So according to Ramban, but from here to right to the Rif. Because here you see from the Rif, like the Rif says, that if you tell me that Yud Beis Mil is stuck in Shir Doraisa, if you tell me that, so then Eruv wouldn't help. And therefore, that's the right from the Gemara. We have a Yud Beis Mil, and they could not be Nifne Lachvareyim, because they couldn't put over there an Eruv in Tchumim. It's right from them that Tchumim is Doraisa, A, because we're talking about the time before Gzer. And secondly, you see that you cannot put an Eruv. So it's much often a Rai Lechore to the Rif. Right? So you cannot put an Eruv. You cannot put an Eruv for that. And the question is, really, what does it mean? How come? Why can't you put an Eruv? So, you see, anyways, this Gemara, as you learn it, if you learn the Lekter Ramban, you will have to learn the Gemara anyways, that this Gemara doesn't go according to everybody, or the Gemara must go remain differently. But it is the Raya of the Rif. The Raya of the Rif would be from this Gemara. That you see that we have a Shia of Trumim of Yud Beis Mil, and you cannot make an Eruv. What's the question? Why could you make an Eruv? Why can't you make an Eruv? And we want to explain what the Rambam says here, that Kovu Chachomim on Yud Beis Mil, and we are saying that the Rabbonon on Alpaim, which is Medivh Sofrim. So I would say, as you said, America, I would suggest, that the key of the sugi is not here. The key of the sugi is in Shabbos, the famous sugi in the sugi in the Fizayin on the base. And the Gemara says over there, when the Yidin came close to Kabbalah Sotor and Mamish Disugi, when Yidin came close to Har Sinai, so the Shalim, the Gemara, if they were traveling on Shabbos or not. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. What's the Shaila? Because it says in Lichos Achronis, it says, Ka'asho Tzifcho. Ka'asho Tzifcho. Yidin were ready Nitztave before Matan Toiro, they were ready Nitztave dinim of Shabbos. Where was it? Well, Ka'asho Tzifcho is Bemorah. That's what Rashi says. It was Bemorah. In Moro, they were already commanded on the dinim of Shabbos. The question is now, if Tchumim are included, or Tchumim are not included. If Tchumim were included already in Ka'asho Tzifcho, then they were not permitted to travel on Shabbos. But if this is not the case, if Tchumim was not included, so then they could travel on Shabbos. The point seems to be that the question of Ka'asho Tzifcho includes Tchumim or not is a shaile. If you're saying if Tchumim is the Doraisa, Tchumim is not the Doraisa. If you say Ka'asho Tzifcho includes Tchumim, so it's a Doraisa. If you say that Ka'asho Tzifcho does not include Tchumim, it's Nishken Doraisa. So it's a question of the group. So the Choyer I would say a little bit differently. Now, I one of the Marmekomis I gave here, there are two Marmekomis, one in Amud Oyer and the second one is in the Chsam Sofer. So I'm not going to go through the whole Chsam Sofer mitten Amud Oyer, because I took out from them only certain principles which are negiah to us. And I don't apply it necessarily in the way how they brought it, but the dank, these are the way you try it over there. The first thing is as follows. The first question is as follows. If you are saying that Tchumim is Doraisa, if you say Tchumim is Doraisa, Yesh Lachkoer, that's a famous question. The famous question, which is Amud Oyer's question. Do we say that Tchumim is similar to Olad HaMeluchas or not? Is it like Olad HaMeluchas? It's a Meluch. Or do we say it's not a Meluch? Why would it not be a melocha? What's the sfor to say it's not a melocha? So here I'm not explaining. Really, the Nikudah is stated in some sefer. He doesn't say it in this lotion, but I will tell you the Gadang. We know in the beginning of Shabbos, in the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos, Tosafot says that Hoitzo is a melocha gruo. It's called a melocha gruo. A melocha gruo, it's less than a melocha than other melochas. Why is it so? So the Achronim, the Rishonim say, here already says, because unsimilar, unlike, all other melochas, where you have a shinui in the chayfet itself, you have effectively changed the matter, but if you change location, changing location has nothing to do with the matter. So consequently, the melocha, the character of melocha, is really difficult. It's kind of ruchenstick. It's, you know, it's from a different space, a different dimension. So therefore, it's called a melocha guru. It's a chidush. It's a big chidush. Right? Poitzo, no question about it, is from the lamed. It's melocha. We know that, yeah? The question is now, what is Hoitzo? Hoitzo is you take a chayfetz and you take an object, and you take the object to take it either from the Shizorah, the Shizorah Rabin, or your Mavir, Abba, the Shizorah Rabin, whatever it should be. But you're taking a chayfetz. The Shinui is Vinishvi in the chayfetz. Now, if the Shinui is in the chayfetz, Mlochi Gruot, still, because after all, you know. The different, it's only in the dimension, no real shino in the chayfet itself. Right? The question about now, a different question. Do we say that the person who walks from one place to the other, if this is altogether considered to be a melocha, it's even worse than a chayfet? Why? Because if you take a chayfet, you take it from point A to point B, you have a real akirmat melocha in the sense that first it was located in domain A, and now it's located in domain B. A human being, wherever he goes, it's hard to say that he is really resting in the place. It's not like you take a chayfetz and you put it there. It's not, a human being is by definition moving all the time. Now, it is very true that if you take a behemoth and you pick it up and you move it from one place to the other, that also the behemoth could start moving. But what we are talking about not is not when you're talking about the itself of a behemoth, you're talking about picking up the behemoth, taking it from point A and putting it in point B. So you actually had here now moved the chayfetz. So everybody would agree, I think, that if you're talking about the nature and character of melocha, if it's called a melocha gruo, certainly the melocha gruo of Yitzias Odom is much more gruo than the Yitzias HaChayfetz from one place to the other. Okay. So having said so, if this is the case, I would say as follows. If we are saying that if Tchumim is included into in the Shaila here, if Tchumim is included or not included, it's not a Shaila if Tchumim is Doraisa or Tchumim is Doraisa. That's not the question. The question is, if you're saying that this is including to be a melocha like all other melochas, if Tchumim is part of Ka'ashat Tzivcho, so then what was Tzivcho? Tzivcho, all the melochas. So this is also part of the melocha. If you're saying that it's Nish Bechlal Ashat Tzivcho, then it is not a melocha. It's not a melocha. It's not a melocha, but what is it? It's an act that the Torah prohibited. An act that the Torah prohibited, so what is it exactly? Now, we know that the category in the Torah, where something could be mina Torah, but nevertheless the definition is given to Chazal. The classic example, as you know very well, it's Chol HaMoed. Like Tosafot says in the beginning, it's Moed Kotel. When we have a concept, when we are saying that the melocha is a doraisa, but the definition of the melocha is a drabonon. It was given to Chazal to define how it is. So I'm saying, if you are saying that Chumin lo yifko is not included in Kasha Tzivcho, so yet in Kasha Tzivcho it's not bechlal de melocha. So therefore, that it was not included originally in what we are saying earlier. But now, Beluchas Achroinos, when Befoyal, the Torah was Mechadish, that there is an Isser of Shabbos, so that still could be, there are other psukim that teach us that there's an Isser of Trumin. Because it's not included into the Melocha aspect, but it's included into the Isser aspect, which the Torah gave us in Aseret HaDibros, in the Yolim of Shabbos. From where do we know that? There are psukim. There are psukim. You could have Gzer HaShavos, you could have psukim, whatever there should be. You could have limudim. In fact, we have the limud also from Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy. Because you see, Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy was not immoral. Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy was much before that. Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy was by the might of the moon, had nothing to do with moral. So therefore, when we are saying that when the Torah gave us a certain difference, it included Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy, so it included now something which was already in Israel before that, and the Torah said we include it also to the Isurim, which were already prohibited. Why were you prohibited? You were not prohibited because it's part of the Kasha Tzivcho Vemoro which created Melochas. It was included into what the Torah prohibited you earlier, like Moshe Rabbeinu told you, Al Yetz Ishmim Koimoy. You are not permitted to walk out. Fine, don't walk out. What is it? Is it a melocha? It's not a melocha, it's an isa. It's an isa, it's a love. But can melocha idos nish? And being it's not a melocha, therefore it's something completely different. Like the Mudei Oyer says, that we have here the character of when there might be isa in Shabbos, which is not considered a melocha. It's an isa, but not a melocha. If this is true, so then it's haflofel, the Rambam is haflofel. Why? See, the Rambam says as follows. First we talk about the Rambam Mitzvah, then we come back to the Rif. Ha-yoyitze chutzit chum amdine b'shabes loike. She-nemar al-yetze ish v'mkoy me-b'yem ha-shvi. Which is the pasuk, which is not of Kasha Tzivcho, which is not Moro. Mokum deo chum o-yir. The market is because of this pasuk. Al-yetze ish v'mkoy me, like the Imor says in Yuzayin Amad Beis. V'loi nos no toy, toy roshiyo li chum ze. It's not even halach le-moshe mi-sinai. It's not like, it's not a gemur gemira like Abba Amoris. It's not that Chazal had bekabolo from the time the definition of the melocha. Alvach achomim itigo shetchum zeh uchutz etchum esa mil keneged machnisoy. So Chazal bekaber that. Chazal bekaber given the minion. Now, being that Chazal bekaber the minion, Chazal had here a tremendous chiddush. And the tremendous chiddush was that Chazal here broke that halach into two parts. One tree they said is precisely the halach from Al Yetish from Koimoy, the classic one, which is Yud Beis Mil, like it was by Machne Yisroel. The Rai, like the Gemara says in the Funayum at Beis, in where the Gemara said that we have such a concept of Bnei Yisroel having this Yud Beis Mil also in the Babli as well, to reconcile it with Yerushalmi. וכך אומר למוישה רבנו, לא יצא יצא חוץ למחנה. Like to the Rambam, telling us, you should know that the Issa is, וכך אומר למוישה, this was the Issa, the Issa is not later on, this was already, this is the original Issa, which has nothing to do with Melocha, it had to do only with the Dinim, as we are speaking now, namely, the Issa, you are not permitted to walk out. ומידי וסופרים, שלא יצא עוד מחוץ לעיר, אלא עד 2,000 אמו, אבל חוץ 2,000 אוסו, ש-2,000 אמו הוא מגרש הוא יהיה. Now, you know, I want to tell you something.
Only the shear, not the
etzim. What do you say?
The shear is the drapon.
I understand, but...
No, the one said.
In all the melochas, in all the... That's what I discussed in the beginning. In all melochas, the definition of the melocha is doraisa. The definition of the melocha is doraisa. Here, the definition of melocha is not... It's a melocha gruo. By definition, it's a melocha gruo. What? Al-Yitzvim Koimi, I understand it. But from where did the Rambam take such a thing? That here you are establishing a shir de rabbonon. Mechatese. Hetiku Chachomim. Why Hetiku Chachomim? From where do you take that?
Because the Torah doesn't say
it. No, Chazal. For that matter, you could say, all the Melachas is Chazal. Why Hetiku Chachomim? It's not a tikkun. If you learn it from Yud Beis Mil, if it's real limut, it's not a tikkun chachomim. Tikkun chachomim means that Chazal came and said, we establish a shiur. Shiur chatzitzim mechitzin is halacha l'moshe Sinai. This is not halacha l'moshe Sinai. Otherwise, it would be included into the old shiur chatzitzim mechitzin. It's not. And if it's not, so what is the tikkun chachomim? The teretz is because Torah was, in this particular case, befrat because it was given, that's my own floor, but I think so. Because it was given before Matan Torah, so therefore the definition of it was given to Chazal, similar to Chol HaMoed. And here Chazal made a tremendous Chiddush. And the Chiddush is as follows. You see, as you know very well, when the Rambam mentions Divrei Sofrim, Bederech Klal, the Rambam doesn't say Bederech Sofrim or the Rabbono Mamish. Divrei Sofrim, Kiyidua, the Rambam, the famous Rambam Hilchos Ishus, in other places too, when he said something which you learn from Midrash, it's called Bederech Sofrim, it's a Doraisa. In other words, what we are saying here is that according to the Rambam, I'm not going to tell you now that the Rambam is learning that Alpai Mamo is a Doraisa. But what I'm going to tell you is that Chazal broke it down in the severity of the issue. And they said there are two kinds. There's one kind which is Alpai Mamo, and the other kind which is Yud Beis Mil. Because the interpretation of this issue, the severity of it even, was Mamish given to Chazal, which has certain ramifications. What are the ramifications? The first ramification is if you could make an Eruv or not. If you're talking about Alpayim, there's a din of Eruv. But if there's a din of Yud Beis Mil, there's no Eruv, which is mamish besides the Rif that we spoke about. Secondly,
why is Mechalik between Yud Beis Mil and
because we find it in Chazal, we find it in the Gemara. The Gemara says Munalik before, the Limud, the Gemara back to the Limud from them, right? Not only here, but also there's another Limud for Rabbi Akiva. But if you give me a chance for a second, I'm going to tell you something which in my opinion is very interesting. Because the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the Alpayim, the Rambam does not mention the Gemara Dach Nun Aleph. L'chayri should have mentioned the Gemara Dach Nun Aleph, which all the Rishonim say that L'chayri is only as Machte Be'alme. Right? But the Gemara is the Gemara. From where does the Gemara over there? From Goel Adam. Right? The Gemara includes it into the Dinfu Goel Adam. It's not a Apostle from Madoisim. It's Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimoi. And the Yitzchak Mekoyim is something more over there that the Mokim that we're learning here is now interpreted with the Gzir HaShavo, Chutz Chuz, the top of Nisun, the Mokim, Mokim, and Mechutz, and the Gemara we're learning is from Goel Adam. This is not what the Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes Mamish, the post of Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Mardoisem Alpai Mamo. The Rabbi Akiva says, Adoraisem Mamish. It's Adoraisem Mamish. Now, I will not suggest that the Rambam holds that Alpayim is a Doraisa. That's beyond me to say because I would be the first one who comes around to say such a thing, Pshat in the Rambam. I would never say such a thing, right? But what I do say is that certainly the Rambam broke, the Rambam says that this halach of Alpayim is the kviyas of Chazal. And Chazal relied it on the pusik that we learned of Madoisim, like the Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Akiva learns the pusik Mamish as Richtige Limud. They learned only as Asmachte. They don't learn it with the Sofim, and in this particular case, it's only Taki Asmachte. Because why is it Asmachte, like we said earlier? Because the very character of establishing those Shiurim is not the Shiurim Mechitzim of Chazal, of generally speaking. It's here in this case only, it's here given to Chazal, like by the Mice of Chol HaMoed, where you are permitted to be Kovea the Shiur. And consequently, Chazal said, when you're talking about Alpayim Mamon, you could make an Eruv. If you're talking about Yud Beis Mil, then you cannot make an Eruv. So therefore, and why, and the reason for, one more second, and the reason for this is very simple. Because, you see, the question is, what is the character of the Issa? If the character of the Issa that you're permitted, that you're not permitted to walk out, means, because once you're outside, then you're not permitted to move on, because you're not permitted to move on. You're not, catch the Oiz Gemera, nothing, that's it, the Torah prohibited it. So then, you cannot make an Eruv. You cannot make an Eruv. Why? Because Chazal...
What is outside?
What is outside? Oh, very good. That's true. You could say, maybe if I make an Eruv there, so this becomes now my Mokam Shlisi. And therefore, we should say from there on, I could go. Really. But we must come here. But the Chazal would not make it on a Doraisa. If the character of the Issa of the Doraisa is that you're not permitted to be outside, then Chazal would not... Then Chazal would not be made that you should take something which is not really your Shvise and to turn it to be the Mokema Shvise and therefore relieve the character of the Issa which tells you you're not permitted to be outside. It's a hard thing to say such a thing. Chazal wouldn't do that. Where did Chazal do that? The Alpayim Mamo. The Alpai Mamud said, okay, let's assume that you are there, although you're not really there, and therefore you're permitted now to go further from there. Yeah, that's what you could do. I just can see it still. Okay, so Mele, having said so, I think...
If you hold the 2,000 Amos as the Raisa...
No, I didn't say that.
No, but if you hold it's the Raisa, yes. Then would they be able to make...
Yeah, because Rabbi Akiva was told, very correct, so here you have to fear us and say that here, this is the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and us. Rabbi Akiva holds, even if you hold the Tchumni the Raisa, so then there's no Issa, that's Amudi Oyer. Then there's no, I mean, he said this Hakiva. Then the Issa is not that you are not to permitted to be outside the Tchum. The prohibition is that you're not permitted to cross the red line. You're not permitted to cross the line of Tchumim. But once you crossed it, I get into it. Now you can walk as much as you like. You know, this is a Torah according to Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold like this. Because we do hold that Chazal Kovu, Chazal Vekveveya, that you are permitted to walk Machne Israel in your town. Don't make the sign. From there, you're not permitted to walk out. Gendik. You're not permitted to be out of town. You're not permitted to be out there. Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with it because Rabbi Akiva says Umadoisim. The prophet of Umadoisim is a measurement. So he said, this is a measurement. It's not going to be a measurement. It's a loch of Umadoisim, but it's not a loch in Gansan. So therefore, if you now make yourself over there the Shvise, let it be so. So you can work on that. That's basically the Machlokes. Your question was very correct, very nice. Okay. So with this, we understand this is Befoyal, the argument of the Rif. The Rif is Mechali between Yud Beis and between Alpayim. But you'd bet you're not permitted to walk out, and you're permitted to walk out. Okay. Now, and therefore we understand very, very why the Rambam Taki quotes the lotion of Umadoisim. Because of this. So the kids are to summarize the whole Chiddush here, I think we can then feel emissary. That we are saying yes, can I feel an emissary. When we are talking about the sheet of Yud Beis Mil, like the Rif says, you are not permitted to walk out from there because this is the Raisa, and the Raisa is, like we explained, you're not permitted to be outside this Shir. And as we explained, the Yud Beis Mil is a kvirs which was given to Chazal to be the way, as we said earlier. And therefore, it's not similar to Rabbi Akiva altogether because according to Rabbi Akiva Take, the character is different and also the Shir is different, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Same stuff you're talking about? Ah, but people 5 to 11, they want to go to sleep. 10 to 11. Okay, I will tell you. Nishke Sosemes, I'm going to Mizung Sosemes.
No, that's the question.
Okay, so Yichmen Azoy. There's a famous. I would like to tell it with a story, if I may. Right, back to the story.
The Drush has some Yiddish.
Huh? No.
Okay.
What do you want? You know, in 2 days, it's the Yotzah of Shlomkes Villa. Shlomkes Villa, probably you heard of Shlomkes Villa, from the greatest tzaddikim, from the very, very great people. Such a bizarre, but an unbelievable person. So there's a story with him, which my Shver Zichron Avroch, you know, there was Shreinim with Reb Tzol Shim Kastelanitz, who was very close to Reb Shlomke, and he told him a story which is already today, it's already printed, the story. It's not because Moshe Shabbat Sipur Tzadikim, I'm going to relate it to something, but also because of that man. It's been a Yaman Yerushalayim, there was a Yaman Yerushalayim, whose wife was pregnant. His wife was pregnant. And the doctor told her, look, if you cannot carry out this child, it's dangerous for you. It's either you or the fetus, anything about it, or maybe both not. Yeah. It's a second fetus. So therefore, what you have to do is what you have to do. The young man didn't, he wasn't from the Chassidish altogether, he was from the Prussian garden. But in Shalayim, going to Reb Shlomke, you didn't have to be a chosid at all. And the Mishpoch pushed him, get Reb Shlomke, so he went to Reb Shlomke. Shlomke said, Zognish, don't worry, everything will be fine. Moshe Mazel Tov, he came to Reb Shlomke telling him, Aben Zocha, Mazel Tov, Nimu Lishmoyne. So Reb Shlomke, not Nimu Lishmoyne. The child should not be Nimu Lishmoyne. Comes home and says, I can't, she said in the Torah, Ben Mashmini Yimol, I cannot do that. So, Vosut Ben Adam Atzef, so the Mishpoche told him, you know what, go to Reber Shpesach, to Pesach Frank, go to Reber Shpesach, ask him what he's going to tell you. Shpesach told him, look, er doch nicht angeblich ein Doktor, is not worse than a doctor. If the doctor would have told you that you shouldn't do it, you see something in the child. So, Kem Tov Olov Nor, Reb Shomki says, not to do it, don't do it. Okay, he listened to it. And he didn't make the business manoi. A day two later, sure enough, the child got an ear infection, which the doctor said, if Chas V'Sholem would have made the brief, the child would be in danger. At Kalamayf. So usually when I tell over the story, right, so I like to analyze it. Who are we impressed from? So there are three people here. We have a Pshlomke, we have a Shpesach, and we have Dingema. No. Pshlomke, I'm more of his mamish. So mamish is shaykh, he's often. Ruach HaKodesh. We're going to talk in a moment how does it work here. Okay. But Rabbi Shpesach, Chakim edu Yodoy. No, she don't talk. I can't get you, give me some hand. Dingema, no, Shachaloch and Shachanoch. I'm saying I'm misfall from Dingema. Why? What I'm saying. Rav Shlomke was good enough for him to rely that although his wife, according to medical understanding, is in danger, that he should let it go. But when he came to Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yemesh Mini Yimoyl, he should have started. It's a chayim of Bitzuro. So then it's a war. You cannot, it's not have started. No. Rabbi Ashpeit had got off an answer. He found an answer. It's it. And he's arguing with a doctor. What does it mean? He's arguing with a doctor. So I'll tell you what it means. Because although the halacha is, you cannot rely really on Eliyahu HaNovi to pass Nishayles, that you cannot do, right? You cannot do such a thing. But you could rely on Eliyahu HaNovi to tell you a Metzias, that's the Gemara on Shabbos, right? You do it. So Memele, what Rav Shlomke told him here, Taki Burach Kotshoi, in his examination that he understood the situation, what he really told him is to listen, the doctor Weissnish, Abich Weissio, the doctor doesn't know, but I do know that, in fact, this is a danger, not I'm passing to you that you should be over the V'yom HaShmini Yimol. I'm telling you that the child is in danger. But the Ingeman Vinishvi, it was more difficult for him to listen to Rav Shlomke in the second part than the first part. Right? It says in Posel in the Bichokoy Sait Aleichu. One could understand Torah in two different ways. A mitzvah, which is most, for the most part, interpreted like Mishpotim, but a Seichel Digizach. Oh, it's a chok. A chok has, we can't even hear him. You know, the Eibush Dolach Upfiten, the Kodesh Baruch should beware you to get into the legal system. Because once you get drained into the legal system, so then they don't know chokmes. You know, it's a law like this, and a law like that, and a law like this, and a law like that. So you could argue with Seichel till tomorrow morning. It won't help you. Why? Because it's the legal system. A legal system, by definition, is not bound always to logic. Yeah, it's a mahalach hazah. Yeah, I don't have to tell you. You're grown up people. You know very well, you know. Al tisvah de l'shul. The Eibush Dolach Upfiten. You want you in the grinder, it's the end of it. So memele, the Baruch says, no. In b'chokoyf ha-teleichu. My chukim teleichu. My system works perfectly, although you don't understand it, but it's the perfect system. So therefore, as far as Dingeman was concerned, it's a chok. It's not seichu. It's a chok. And consequently, as far as he was concerned, there was no issue here. If you cannot tell me why I cannot do it, why the chok doesn't apply here, I'm not going to listen to you because it's the b'chinas chok, and that's exactly what it should be. This is, as I understand, the concept of Kabbalah Sotera. The concept of Kabbalah Sotera is as much that we use our seichel to understand. At the end of the day, we have to know, which is the first principle in seichel. Seichel is only a tool. Horaye. That the logic that applied 100 years ago doesn't apply today. I'm not talking about information, I'm talking about logic. People's seichel is not the same seichel today that it used to be. Never mind that Kishem Shepatzafem Shon is the same Shon is. That people altogether think different from each other. No, if it would have been that seichel is so reliable, so how come that people think differently? Ela koch, es doch nicht so. So we may mudor sein that a person should be able to accept on himself the principle, the Torah in the Torah in principle is Takayachol. Only we have the right and the obligation to explore it in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with our Seichel. Thank you very much. Was it too